afternoon, everyone, in Audioboo Land. Thought I'd just do a quick update. Not much has been going on, really. I'm just sitting in the garden. It's very peaceful. It's quite a nice day. The sun's warm when it's out, but it keeps going in. Oh, no, I said it was very peaceful. I spoke too soon. That's it. Batter the place to pieces. He's had a bone this morning. Now, normally we get marrow bones from butchers, but they didn't have any, so they gave Obi this big lamb bone. Of course, it was raw, and the butcher said, "Don't cook it." He said, "Well, I'm not going to." He said he gives them to his dogs, but it was a lot of skin, bones, bits of bone, and it wasn't anything splintery looking. But apart from a bit of leg bone, which lamb is run off with, he's eaten the whole lot. I'm worried about him. He's crunched it into ground up pieces, and I suppose hurt him. It's raw, but I'm not going to give him. He's been fed this morning. I have to feed him twice a day because he has his tablet, his epilepsy tablet. So I'm going to just give him a little bit of chicken tonight with his tablet in, because that's a full meal as far as I'm concerned. Wow, thank you very much. The lamb is hidden the other bit in his basket upstairs, but he doesn't know what to do with it, so it's not going to stay there very long. At the end of the day, I should give it back to Niall, because he picked it. I don't know how he managed to do it. I must have separated that bit and was too busy on the other bit. I suppose, even though the dogs have been bred for generations now to be fed on dried food and stuff, they've still got that real instinct. They really do prefer the raw variety, although it is pretty horrible. But one of our vets, well, he's left now because he couldn't commit to full time. But he feeds his cats and dogs on. He doesn't believe in all this dried food. He feeds his cats and dogs on bones and raw meat all the time. Well, I haven't got the storage capacity for that. So they just get. He just gets bones like every couple of weeks. We've got another one of these wrapped up in the fridge, and yes, it is nicely wrapped up. And he's left that and gone back inside. And that was short-lived. So anyway, nothing really has been happening. Obi was working last night. He's working tonight. Connor's at work. Rona's upstairs. I haven't felt that great since Friday was the worst day. Saturday I felt a bit better, but yesterday I didn't feel that good. I'm all right today. I think it's probably my own fault, because I was supposed to take my injections for erythropoietin once a week. In fact, they did tell me to do it twice a week, but they've accepted that I won't do that because it's too complicated to explain. It's about making the blood count go up too quickly and not being monitored for 2 months. So I only do it once a week. You say no, but I haven't done it for 3 weeks. I did it yesterday, but it takes a bit of time to click in. So I think it's probably my own fault. I've probably dropped and gone a bit anemic, which is my own fault. I'm all right. I'm finding it hard to get the energy to do things again a bit. Not as bad as I have been, but just a little bit. Anyway, I'm all right. I just had my lunch. Well, actually, it was my breakfast and lunch, and I just had a pitta, and I just warmed it up, and then I put a little bit of feta cheese on, not a lot, and a little bit of hummus, which wasn't a lot because we didn't have much left. The kids have had it all. So I wanted olives with it, but I haven't got any either. So I thought, well, what can I put with it? Because that's just not very nice on its own. So I had strawberries and blueberries. And I know people might think that sounds disgusting, but it was actually really nice, especially the strawberries. You don't put sugar on strawberries. That's sacrilege, whoever does that. I used to do it when I was younger, but strawberries are really nice. Niall, what have you got there? Show me. Oh, Sammy's bit of bone. But he didn't. Yeah, so that was very nice, actually. That's about it. I can't think of anything else, really. It's very quiet here, apart from... Listen, there's no birds. All you can hear is sirens on the main road, which is some way off. Because it's not the main road that I walk along. You hear me walking along and talking about. That's the other side of the house. This is the back of the house. So this is the main, like, Orpington Road. I actually don't know where all the birds have gone. There's not one. I always notice this time of year, I have to look this up, I keep meaning to, the migration pattern of a blackbird. Because in spring, in about March, you hear them really singing. And then they carry on for the next few months. But now they've all gone. You know that beautiful song you hear at dawn and dusk? It always goes in the summer. Now, I don't know if they migrate or whether it's just because they finished breeding and that was their breeding song. I don't know. But now all we're getting is crows and parakeets, both of which are quite squawky. And what are you going after? Huh? What did you come out there with such purpose for? Oh, no. That. Now there's not a soul. Silent birds. Anyway, I'll see how he goes with this bone. Whether he gets the next one. I can't keep it in the fridge anyway, so I'll give it to him on about Friday or something. Today. I woke up thinking it was Sunday today. I didn't go to sleep till about 4:30, which is not bad. Not bad for me. Miserable old cow. Yeah, I went to sleep about 4:30 and I woke up. Something woke me up at 7:15. I got a text and I wasn't too amused because I thought, I won't go back to sleep again. I got up to go to the toilet and then I thought, I won't have to make sure. I mean, Connor can get himself up, obviously, but I like to make sure he's awake. And I thought, Connor doesn't need to be up yet. It's Sunday. He doesn't leave. He doesn't need to be in work till 10. So I went back to bed. I went fast asleep, and then 9:15, the phone rang. It was Obi saying he's just left work, and then I said, "Oh." Then I suddenly realised it's Monday, and I thought, "Oh no, Connor," because obviously I must have gone back to sleep, and I didn't hear him leave. So I said, "I've got to go. I've got to see if Connor got up for work." So I went running in there, and of course his bed was empty. He doesn't need me to get him up, obviously, but I'm there as backup if all else fails. So, I was convinced it was Sunday. And then just now I thought it was Tuesday. That's what begins to happen when your sleep pattern goes haywire. You begin to lose track of reality sometimes. Because I never really... The other day, Obi came home from work. What day was it? Friday. He worked Friday night. He came home... And he went to sleep at about 11:30. And he slept all afternoon. And he would have carried on sleeping, but we had the kid's dad and that were here, and his wife were here, and we were having something to eat. And they said let him sleep, but I didn't want him to miss out because we were having a takeaway. So I woke him up about 7:45. He would have gone on sleeping. Now, I can never sleep like that. I'm not sure that I ever have. Wish I could. If I sleep, it's for like 2 hours, or when I sleep, it's for like 2 hours, 2.5 max, and then I'll wake up. Even if I go back to sleep, I've always got to have that waking up period, if you know what I mean. I can't just sleep through it. I don't know why. I just don't know. very quiet, just the wind blowing. And something like construction work or something way in the distance. We haven't got any further with sorting out going on holiday. I've got to speak to my sister about it this week. Because she was supposed to get paid last week and she didn't get paid. I don't know, they messed it up. So I was going to book it and then I thought, well, what if she doesn't get paid? I don't really want to spend the whole lot and then I might not get my money back. So I'll give her a call later and see what we can sort out because I want to get it, you know, in progress. And they've got a new dog. It's one that someone else didn't want. I don't know how they're getting on with it because it's quite a big dog. They said it's a Labrador cross pit bull, but I don't even believe that. I hope it isn't anyway. It's only a youngster, it's a female. And apparently some woman, one of Louis's half-brothers, oh, he's only got one half-brother, he's half-brother, that's my nephew, he's half-brother. Girlfriend had this dog and apparently she got reported to the RSPCA because she wasn't treating it right. She used to keep it in a cage all the time, but the cage was open and it was on a bit of rope or a chain or something, chain I think, so it could come out the cage and it could walk like 7 foot around or something, but it was never released. I don't know why. So she got reported to the RSPCA and they were monitoring the situation. So she asked this bloke if he could look after the dog for a couple of days and then she just dumped it on him and said she didn't want it back. He wasn't in the position to keep it. My sister lost a dog recently. He was 14. He had kidney failure. So they decided to take him on. They didn't really feel like they had a lot of choice because it's the sort of the dog that if it got into the wrong hands could be used for the wrong purposes, either for like fighting or for breeding for fighting. She hasn't been spayed. I think they're going to get her spayed and microchipped. She's not microchipped because we did wonder if she's been stolen, but she isn't microchipped to anybody. So they're going to get that done, but I don't know if they're 100% sure if they're going to keep her or not. But it seems a shame if she's okay, because to keep pushing her around like that, you know, isn't very good. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave this for now because I've got to go and get and do stuff. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.